This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 5.07¾. That was up 2.5. May wheat ended at 5.12½, up 2.25. July wheat ended at 5.17, up a penny. March corn yesterday ended at 3.71½, down 1¾. May corn ended at 3.80, down 1½, and July corn ended at 3.87¾, down 1¼. March soybeans yesterday ended at 9.68¼, down 2. May beans ended at 9.74¾, down 2½. July beans ended at 9.79¾, down 3¼. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 3.37.90, up a nickel. May meal ended at 3.30.60, up 7. July meal ended at 3.28. That was up 4. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 29.54, down 80. May oil ended at 29.78, down 79. July oil ended at 30.01, down 77. And March oats yesterday ended the day at 282.5, down a nickel. And May oats ended at 286¾, down 3¼. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices, they ended mixed on Thursday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 to 3 lower at 341 to 361. Soybean bids were down 2 cents at 916 to 954. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 2 to 3 cents at 343 to 363, and soybean bids were 2 cents lower at 943 to 968. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down a penny at 348 to 366, soybean bids 2 cents lower at 947 to 974, and the wheat bids up 3 cents at 419 to 481. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents lower at 965 to 983. Basis steady, ranged from 3 under to 15 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 357.90 to 372.90. That's up 50 cents per ton, with basis steady, ranged from 20 to 35 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at 360 to 377, with basis steady, range from 12 under to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 356 to 361, basis steady to a penny higher at 16 to 11 under the March. Soybeans down 1 at 974 to 983, with basis up 1 cent at 6 to 15 over the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 4 lower at 376 to 378. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 2 to 3 cents with quotations at $10 to $10.01. Soft red winter wheat closed 2 to 3 higher today at 508 to 513, and Milo down 1 to 2 at 446 to 447. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 354 to 373. New crop soybean bids at 893 to 911. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 358 to 373. New crop soybean bids range from 913 to 926. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 359 to 373. New crop soybean bids 895 to 912. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 478 up to 505. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at 68.55, down 297. April hogs ended at 73.20, down $1.75. May hogs ended at 79.42, down $1.50. February cattle yesterday ended at 153.52, down 42. April cattle ended at 150.50, down a dollar. June cattle ended at 143.42, down a dollar and a quarter. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 212.40, down a nickel. March feeders ended at 203.57, down 77. And April feeders ended at 204.20, down a dollar and a quarter. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, the 29th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 2 cents higher in the range of $55 to $68.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $66.73. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 35 to 40, 4 to 5 weights 38 to 42, 5 to 6 weights 39 to 44, 6 weights and up 40 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 43 to 48. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,612 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 788 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 157.50 to 165. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 142 to 150. And choice slaughter heifers, 158 to 166. They also had a nice run of feeder cattle. Holstein feeder calves, or male calves, 70 to 95 pounds, were 90 to 360. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights, were 230 to 240.50, and a nice set of 7 weights at 170 to 195. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 5 weights, were 190 to 210, and 6 weights were 170 to 184. They also had some feeder bulls, 5 weights bringing 200 to 234, and 6 weights were 188 to 196. Now over to the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 308 head. Demand was good and trade active. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 158.25 to 163. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143.50 to 149.75. And choice slaughter heifers, 158.25 to 163. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 159 to 160, and on a dress basis, 250 to 254. Heifers on a live basis were 158.50 to 159, and on a dress basis, 250. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 343 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $78.30, and that was $2.03 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $244.59, which was $2.70 lower, and select carcasses at $238.34, that was $2 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 199,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 435,000, that compared to 436,000 last week and 378,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And as we begin part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh recently talked with Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association about the Illinois Pork Expo.
It's February 3rd and 4th. Like I said, we'll have our annual meeting on the 3rd. We'll have auctions that will be going on the 3rd. We'll have an awards banquet on the 3rd. We've got a comedian, Tim Clue, will be our motivational entertainer on Tuesday evening, the 3rd. All the seminars are on the 4th. The trade show is open both on the 3rd and the 4th. They can go to our website, ilpork.com, for all the information. They can also register online, but they can also register on-site as well, too. IPPA members do get in free, but it is only $10 to get in for adults and $5 for youth. That gets you into the show and into all of the seminars. So very reasonable for all the things going on. So just encourage folks to try to make it up to Peoria. I hope this nice weather will continue here into February, so we will make travel a little easier than some other years we've had. So we're hoping and praying for that. So, but just encourage folks to make the trip up. I think it will definitely be worth their while and something they will enjoy.
In other farm news, the Environmental Protection Agency on Wednesday announced it will approve an application allowing Argentine biodiesel easier access to the United States market. American Soybean Association President Wade Cowan says this decision shows a lack of coordination and alarming tone deafness regarding the purposes of the renewable fuel standard. Mr. Cowan says the EPA has put the interest of foreign competitors above those of U.S. soybean farmers. Cowan says it seems EPA does not recognize that they have not set volume requirements for 2014 or 2015, nor do they realize every link in the biodiesel supply chain is in limbo awaiting these decisions. He says the agency also seems to neglect the fact that the renewable fuel standard is supposed to increase domestic energy independence. Late Tuesday, the Federal District Court in Minnesota dismissed its lawsuit seeking to block the Environmental Protection Agency from releasing the personal information of livestock and poultry farmers and ranchers in response to Freedom of Information Act requests. The court decided no federally permitted livestock or poultry farmer is injured by such disclosure because the Clean Water Act mandates disclosure of information concerning permit issuance. For those without a permit, it concluded EPA's distribution of their personal information does not result in any injury to the farmer, as long as the farmer's information can be found on the Internet. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says farmers, ranchers, and citizens in general should be concerned about the court's disregard for individual privacy. Stallman says the court seems to believe the Internet age has eliminated the individual's interest in controlling the distribution of his or her personal information, and Farm Bureau strongly disagrees. The American Farm Bureau Federation and its co-plaintiff, the National Pork Producers Council, have 60 days to appeal the decision. The 2015 National Corn Growers Association DuPont News Leaders Program is taking place this week in Des Moines. NCGA First Vice President Rob Elliott says he was happy to meet such a dedicated group of growers new to industry involvement. Through the program, participants learn to enhance communications depending on personality traits, use improved techniques to better communicate, master top social media tools, and learn the importance of conversation and dialogue from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance representatives. Program participants will travel to Delaware and Washington, D.C. in July to attend the National Corn Growers Association Action Team meetings, Corn Congress sessions, and visit their state delegates on Capitol Hill. Three Omaha residents are suspected of raiding cattle under the cover of night from farm pens in western Iowa and northern Nebraska, according to authorities. Irvin Jacob, 57, who was arrested last week, is being held on three counts of theft. James Brunzo, age 49, is charged in two of the Iowa thefts and is being held in the Pottawatomie County, Iowa jail. Amy Springer, age 42, is charged in a search warrant with one Iowa theft. She remains at large. Online court records do not list attorneys for any of them. Sheriff Darby McLaren in Cass County, Iowa, said the three have been linked to May and June thefts from two farms in his county. The two farms operated by the Freund family were near Lewis, Iowa, were hit by rustlers in late May and in June. The stolen cattle were unloaded to unsuspecting buyers at various Iowa and Nebraska sale barns. Some other reminders, the West Central Illinois Agronomy Day will be held on Thursday, February 19th at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Six different speakers will give presentations on the latest research in crop sciences and discuss some of the challenges facing farmers in 2015. Lunch will be provided. The conference is free but does require a ticket. They can be picked up at various locations, including area banks, also the CHS of Shipman, M&M Service Company, Conklin Distributors, Bernie Hand, Linko Precision, LLC, Litchfield Farmers Grain, the Morrisonville Farmers Co-op, Miller Brothers Fertilizer, Minnell Milling, Rovey Farm and Sales, Sorrell's Farm Supply, and Wolf Oil. Among the topics include the outlook for farm income and farmland values, phosphorus management, fundamentals supporting higher grain prices, weed control challenges, agroclimatic variability, and cover crop updates. For more information, you can contact the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941 or the Taylorville Extension Office at 287-7246. Coming up on Saturday, February the 7th, at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton, the Staunton FFA alumni will have their annual get-together. The doors open at 4. A silent auction starts at 4. A buffet dinner begins at 4:30, and a live auction will be at 7. Tickets are $25 each. There's no reserved seating, and they're available at Duda Ace Hardware, McKay Napa Auto Parts, and at Bill's IGA. For more information, you can talk to Roger Dustman at 618-585-3287, Tris Steelman at 618-888-2520, Sandy Compton at 618-637-2024, or Kathy Ahrens at 618-459-3445. The Macoupin County Agricultural Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, a $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2015-2016 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. Applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Agricultural or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 20th. If you have questions, phone 854-2571. That's all for part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning. Reporting for Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy. Part